Okay, chevra. We're learning Yerida and Hilchos Nida in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav Se'if Yud. The Mechaber teaches us that the Zayin Nekiyim have to be Ritzufim, they have to be consecutive days, meaning that you don't see any dam. If you see dam, Afila B'Sof Yoyim Hashvi'i Sosra Koha Yomim V'tzicha Livsok B'Tahara V'Lachzer V'Limnos Zayin Nekiyim. That the din is that if you see dam, even at the end of Yom Zayin, so that is soser, that messes up, that invalidates your entire Zayin Nekiyim, and you have to begin with a new Hafsek Tahara, etc. Adkan Devei HaMechaber. So the Beis Yosef mentioned this halacha, and the Beis Yosef asks, he says, I don't understand. But Lamaisa, what difference does it make that it's soser for us after Chumrad Reb Zeira? So we know that whenever you see even a Tipas Dam Kechardo, you have to have Zayin Nekiyim. So what difference does it make if it invalidates the previous Zayin Yomim, right? If we're saying that, oh, because I saw Dam at the end of Yom Zayin, that means that the entire Zayin Nekiyim were not good. Or if I'm starting a new thing because of this new Re'iyah L'maisa, it doesn't matter. I still need a Hefzik Tahara and Zayin Nekiyim. So why do I need this halacha that's so ser if the fact is that Re'iyah, even of Tipas Dam Kechara, don't require Zayin Nekiyim? That's the Beis Yosef's question. And the Shach and the Taz over here both deal with this question. But Nira Lopi Anias Daiti Shaha Ma'ayin Heitev B'divrehem Yir'esh Nechloku HaShach V'Hataz B'Be'ur Hach Halacha. Meaning to say, look in the Shach Ais Yud Beis. Shach tells me, Hu Hadin B'Yom HaShmini Dela olam tzricha leishiv zayin nekiyim samach letfilasa v'ze pashot. The Shach is saying that the halacha of stira applies even after what I would call the zayin nekiyim have ended. There still is a halacha of stira. Meaning, if you see dam on yom ches or yom tes, that is called a stira. And that invalidates the entire Zayin Nekiyim beforehand. I'm no longer in Zayin Nekiyim. Let's say sometimes a woman keeps Zayin Nekiyim. It is a Siba Shehi. She doesn't go to the mikveh after Zayin Nekiyim. The husband's not in town, whatever it is, right? She'll go to the mikveh a day or two later. Just got a shiloh last week. A woman says, my husband is away. I'm supposed to go to the mikveh. They have to go tonight. Right, we'll learn the halacha in Kuf Tzadi Zayin that we pass in the tefillah b'zman fundamentally lav mitzvah. It's just that there's a mitzvah to be with your husband. So if the husband's out of town, you don't have to go to the mikvah. You finish Zayin Nekiyim. Then what happens? You have to continue your Zayin Nekiyim after. The impression I get from the Shach is that if I see dam on Yom Ches, it's so ser the Zayin Nekiyim. Meaning to say that the Zayin Nekiyim have to be samach l'tfilasa. That's his lashon. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. No? It's still Yom Zayin until I go to the mikvah. That's where the Shach is learning, correct? And that's the chiddush of this din. Again, who cares, l'maisa, that kasha that Beis Yosef asked still has to be addressed, but according to the Shach, the chiddush is that you're counting the way my 5-year-old counts, or I should say my 3-year-old counts. My 5-year-old is better than this, but it's 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. Right? So far, so good? The Taz disagrees with this beer. Reb Feivel in Sifkatin Nuntes actually references that the Taz says that there is zero inyan l'chatchila nira she'ein atzricha livdek atzma ba'osan hayomim. A woman who after Zayin Nekiyim is not yet going to the mikvah, do you have to continue wearing white underwear and doing bedikas after Zayin Nekiyim? The Taz, if you read the Taz carefully and slowly, he says something that you're not going to understand. And you look in the Machzis HaShekel, he teaches the Taz up a little bit better. But the Taz basically says, and you know what, the chiddush of this din is that you only need to do real bedikos tov Zayin Nekiyim. Even Seif Yoim of Zayin Nekiyim is still tov Zayin Nekiyim, and you have to do bedikos, because in Kisin Cheskos Tuma, so you need to do bedikos. After that time, Cheskos Tuma would end. And apparently, the way the Matzah Sashoka understands the Taz, it's like a radical idea, that what the Taz is saying is that after Zayin Nikiyim, so if I see Dam, the Pshat is I'm seeing Dam at a time that I was Becheskas Tachira, let's say, because my Cheskas Tuma ended after Zayin Nikiyim, and perhaps I have to keep 7 days without doing B'dikos during those days. That's where the Matzah Sashoka understands the Taz. That sounds like Reform Judaism, or it sounds like something that doesn't make very much sense. But the Taz is saying, Ayin Divrei HaTaz, if cutting Gimel, right, and try to figure out what he's saying, but I think what the Taz is saying is, you know what, Zayin Nikiyim is a din. After Zayin Nikiyim, you're in a new category. Day 8 is not a Hemshech of Zayin Nikiyim. Day 8 is a new thing. Now, you might ask, Lamai Nafkami, is it a new thing? And the Taz is saying something that we don't understand. The Chavis Das says, oh, I'll tell you what it means, that's a new thing. The Chavis Das says that ordinarily we don't allow a woman to go to the mikvah during Zayin Nikiyim. Because what's going to happen? Think about it. Okay, this is very bad. A woman goes to the mikvah, and what happens when you come back from the mikvah, top secret, is you sleep with your husband, right? Now, what's going to happen if you go to the mikvah on day 7? And then you sleep with your husband on day 7. Then there's a concern of what? Zok the Gemara, Shema Tireh V'Tistar, no? She might see Dam, she'll come back from the mikvah during the day, sleep with her husband, then she'll see Dam later on that same day, Igloi Milsalam Afreya, when they slept together, she was a Nida, and yes, you will burn in hell for that. That's very, very bad. Don't try that. Right? Shema Tireh V'Tistar. That's it. That halacha is true only Teich Zayin Yamim. La'achar Zayin, right, you can go to the mikvah during the day, technically. There's no concern of Shema Tireh V'Tistar. If you go to the mikvah, and then you sleep with your husband, and then you see Dam afterwards, it doesn't mean that at the moment you slept with your wife, she was a Nida, but it means that she became a Nida after. There's really no concern of Shema Tireh V'Tistar. Still, we don't like going to the mikvah during the day because of a chshash of Srach Bita, the Gemara says, no? But the fact is, that's probably the answer. The Taz is saying that there's a difference between Toich Zayin and La'achar Zayin. Toich Zayin, that's the time Zayin Nikiyim. After day 7, before I go to the mikvah, Zayin Nikiyim have ended. And that would mean that according to the Taz, there's no inyan to continue doing bedikas, no? The woman whose husband is out of town, when she goes to the mikvah, do you have to do bedikas on day 8, 9, 10? Or not? Shach would say yes, because Shach is counting 7, 7, 7, 7 until you go to the mikvah. Nizayin Nikiyim Samach Tfilasa. But the Taz says no. The Chavis Das and the Sidri Tahara say no. Reb Feivel Cohen says Nuntes Paskins that you don't have to continue Nizayin Nikiyim. Now, Reb Shechter in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, page I forget what, but I'll tell you in a minute. On page Kuf Pei Gimel. Rav Shechter points out that this is 2 days in the Taisus and Nida and the Flamed Vav Amar Aleph. Is there a din of Stira la'achar gemar Zayin Nikiyim? Or do I assume that after Zayin Nikiyim it's not a din of Stira, it's just a new din of that you're Temeya Mikoach Chumid Reb Zera? The Lashon of Taisus on Lamed Vav in the second day is that Lamed Vav Amar Aleph at the bottom Taisus, that there's a Stira. Right, that after Zayin Nikiyim have completed, I can be so ser the minyan. Oh my gosh, what does that mean? I don't know what it means exactly. I'm not sure, but Taisa says it. And you know what this means? Look in the Pisrei Tshuva. Pisrei Tshuva Simen Kuf Tzadi Sivkotin Mem Gimel. Pisrei Tshuva Simen Kuf Tzadi Sivkotin Mem Gimel has another nafgamin in this Chakira. Right? The question is like this. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch that if I lend my shirt, not me, I'm not a woman, if I lend my shirt to some other woman, so sometimes I could attribute the kesem to the other woman, no? Let's say I lend a shirt, and the shirt comes back with a stain. Well, who bled? Did you bleed or did I bleed? I don't know. So in certain situations, the halacha is that if woman two, the borrower of the shirt, is more likely to be anida, we can say, oh, it's her stain, she's tamea, you're tahira, correct? That's the din that appears in Shulchan Aruch, Gemara is based on Daf Samach, etc. What about a woman who is Hish'ila Chaluka La'achar, right? I lend my shirt to a woman who finished Zayin Nikiyim but has not yet gone to the mikvah. Can I say, you know what? I'm attributing the dam to her. This depends on the machlekes shach and taz, the way we're setting it up. It's the machlekes 2 days in taisis on lamed vav. If the pshat is that until you go to the mikvah, you are considered like your taich zayin nikiyim, so the halacha is an isha taich zayin nikiyim, you can attribute the kesem to her. But an isha la'achar zayin nikiyim, you can't attribute. So if it's after day 7, before you go to the mikvah, can you attribute the kesem to her? So machlokes in the Piskei Tshuva, simin kufzadi sifkaten mem gimel, the machlokes between the Mishnah Lamelech and a Levush, no? But Feirish, often in the Piskei Tshuva, kufzadi sifkaten mem gimel. And it's exactly this nakuda that they're fighting about. So let's just review. Very interesting. This is a halacha l'maaseh shayla, no? After 7 nikiyim have completed, do you still have to prava the din of Zayin nikiyim until you go to the mikvah? Or do you say, no, 7 nikiyim are over, it's done. It's done. Put on your colored underwear, stop doing bedikas. La halacha l'maaseh, we pass like the Taz, that you put on your colored underwear, you stop doing bedikas. The Shach disagrees. Halacha l'maaseh, though, we pass like the Taz. Right? And halacha l'maaseh, that would mean that you cannot attribute a kesem to a woman achar zayin nikiyim who has not yet gone to the mikvah. What about a woman, like, can you be toila on the penuya? That's a discussion there in the Piskei Tshuva. Our women today don't do bedikas, correct? Unmarried woman, a penuya, single woman, doesn't do bedikas, doesn't. So is she considered like a woman who's achar zayin nikiyim has not yet gone to the mikvah? Or do I say, since she hasn't done any bedikas, ayin in the Piskei Tshuva, I think it's interesting. Okay. So far, so good? That's the mechaper. Rabbi Moses Isserles, Rabbi Moses Isserles is called the Ramah. And the Ramah quotes a chumrah from the Mordechai and the Hagois Maimoni and the Sefer HaTruma, three of Chachmei Ashkenaz v'Tzarfas. Sefer HaTruma is Rabbeinu Baruch, who was one of the four main Talmidim of the Ribal HaTaisis, right? The Mordechai and the Hagos Maimoni is a Talmud of the Mordechai. They are German Rishonim, but they're largely the same base medrash as the Bali HaTaisis. The difference is that the Bali HaTaisis generally comment on sugyas, and the German Rishonim generally tell stories, no? A typical Mordechai begins something, yeah, once upon a time in Magensa, this happened, that's like, you know, that's the way the Mordechai works. But the Bali HaTaisis, they comment on the sugya, but they end up learning the sugya the same way. It's just different presentations. So the Ramah quotes, Yesh Aymer, Tibigimu Yamim Rishonim, Sho Yimei Hasefira, Im Motze Ketem, Ein Atolan Oto Lahakel, Kamosha Tolan Sharak Sam, Tibigimu Yamim Rishonim, Tzrichon Lios Nikiyim Legamre, that we're not Tola the first 3 days of the Zayin Nikiyim, but after those 3 days we are Tayla Kesem. Like we saw in Kuftzadi Sif Yud Ches, there's a halach of Tliya, if I like of Rosh Beshuk Shal Tabachim, I walk through the marketplace and there's dam, so I assume that maybe the dam came from the chickens that I was slaughtering or the like. Well, that's true only if it is La'achar Gimel Yamim. Taych Gimel Yamim HaRishonim, there's no Tliya. Where did this come from? Where did the Rishonim get this from? And the Ramah, by the way, then continues. He says, oh, right, this is true only on the Kesanat Yosi Mikigris, the Kesanat Pachos Mikigris. We are Tola Toch Gimel Yamim HaRishonim. And Hu Hadin, if she has a Maka Begufa, V'yayda'as Shemoytziya Dam, Tola Ba Afil B'yesa Mikigris, but a Maka She'en Yadua Shemoytziya Dam, so we're not Tola Toch Gimel Yamim. Right? In other words, the Ramah says that the halach of Gimel Yamim HaRishonim does not apply to Pachais Mikigris, because Pachais Mikigris, the attribution to an attribution to allows is not a tliya, it's a shiur, like we explained in the shiurim that we gave back in Siman Kuf Tzadi. Maka, that is motzidam, you are tola on Teich Gimel Yomim HaRishayim. Maka, that's not motzidam, you're not tola. What the Ramah means is maka she motzidam means a maka that could be motzidam. A maka she ain't a motzidam means a maka that we do not know could be motzidam. Meaning, it does not have to be, according to the Ramah, that the maka is actually bleeding. All it has to be is like the Mishnah spoke about, Efshar lehigala lahotzidam. That's considered a maka that's motzidam for the Ramah. And we'll be toila on that, toich gimel yamim harishonim. We're not toila on a maka that I do not know I could scratch and be motzidam. Ad kan divrei haramah. However, the shach disagrees. The end of this shach is as long as the galus. No, you guys tried to learn this shach? Mamashaik. Goes on forever, the shach of kam yud gimel, correct? So the shach over here says that you can only be tola on a maka that you know is mamish bleeding. That's what the shach said. And the rationale for this is actually Rabbi Abramson. Maybe I'll let you ask your question before I explain the rationale of the shach.
I wasn't sure if I was missing something or not.
Oh, you thought that they were saying the same thing? I mean, the shach.
I know they're not. The shach
says they're not, right? I mean, I take the shach's word for it. That they're not saying the same thing. And if you're saying that if you look in the Darkei Moshe, it might sound a little more like what the shach says, which is what the shach says. I don't know. If I read the shach over here, the shach is saying I'm arguing on the Rambam, so I'm just quoting the shach. In terms of the lashon of the Ramah, his nusach is a maka sheyoda'as shemoytzi adam. That means a maka that I know could be moytzi dam. That's why the Shach understands it. Now, again, the Shach himself holds that you only tola on a maka on an isha who's like malei ashchin, and it's motzidam tomet. Right, that's what the Shach says. Now, the rationale for the Shach's psak is if you look in the Darkei Moshe says, how come I'm mekel on teich gimel yomim harishonim on pachos mikigris? How come a tiny little thing on Makel? So we said a lumda shavark. It's not really a tliya, right? That's how we said it. But if you look in the Trumas Hadeshen and in all these Rishonim, the way they quote it, it's not because it's not really a tliya. They say because there's no alternative, right? Im lo kein, ein lecha isha, who is going to be tohayra labayla, basically. Because there's dam all over the place, right? And that's why, for example, the Pesach Tshuva here quotes from Reb Daniel, from the Chamudei Daniel, that if I could sleep in a place that doesn't have lice, and I choose to sleep in a place that is lice, so maybe this kula doesn't apply. The kula is only because there's no alternative. Mimela, the Ramah, who's also mekal on maka that's moitzidam, is only mekal on a maka that's moitzidam in the situation when there is no alternative, which is that it's mamish bleeding, right? Like malei ashrin. But if it's less than malei ashrin, so then we are not willing to be mekel. That's the Shach's understanding. Now, what's worth focusing on, though, is that the Ramah himself, after a long pilpul in the Darkei Moshe about whether we're mekel on a maka that's moitzidam or not, the maskona is nirali lahalacha kama period mikol makom la maisa. Right? The Ramah says that you should be machmir if the maka will go away in a few days. Now, what's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is also the same idea. that the Ramah is only going to be Mekal when it's Yefshel Zahir. If the Mak is going to go away in a few days, so wait, what's the big deal? Wait, 3 days? Wait. Right? Wait. It's not such a big deal. Consequently, I can only be Mekal. Consequently, if it is not a big deal, I should be Machmir. Now, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch does not quote what he says in Darkei Moshe. In Darkei Moshe, he says, I should be Machmir, even if it's a Makkah that's Motzi Adam. I should be Machmir if it's a Makkah Overis, right? That's what the Ramah quotes in Darkei Moshe. Aber in Shulchan Aruch, he never quotes anything that if it's a Makkah Overis, I should be Machmir. Is that correct? You pointed this out? So what's going on in this Ramah? Right? He's not Machmir in Shulchan Aruch. So again, we tried to speak once upon a time about what's the real Sefer Lahalach of the Ramah. Is it the Darkei Moshe? Is it the Mappa, as we call it? And I think that's a little inconclusive. Lamaisa, I don't know what to do. Halacha Lamaisa, the Achronim seem to make a balance between the Shach and the Ramah. And the Psak of Achronim is, you know what? Really, you could be Mekel if it's a Makkah that is Motzi Adam in the Mekel type of Motzi Adam. If it's Motzi Adam, not that it's gushing, it's not like Isha who has Shchin, it's just Motzi Adam that you know it could bleed. We'll be Mekel on that against the Shach. But if it's a Makkah that's Overes, when the Darkei Moshe himself would be Machmir, then we won't be Mekel on that. Is this clear? Mr. Avery, how's Judaism in the back?
Same as it is in the front.
Baruch Hashem, okay. It's important. The basic idea that we're trying to say is that there's a hachra. In other words, there's a machlokas between the Shach and the Ramah. When I say that I'm meko on a makkah that's moitzi dam, vos haste makkah that's moitzi dam. Maybe Rabbi Abramson tainted that maybe it's not machlokas Shach and the Ramah, but okay, there's lochapachs and machlokas have shown him that the Darkei Moshe quotes about that nekuda, what makkah moitzi dam means. Fine, it says a machlokas about makkah that is moitzi dam, how I teach it up. Does it have to be that's actually bleeding, or it could bleed? And then we have a machlokas in terms of what's the status of a makkah overis, that the Darkei Moshe is machmir. So what we will say, la halacha, is that if it's a makkah that is mamish, moitzi dam, in the sense of mamish gushing, will be mekel even if it's a makkah overis. But if it is a makkah that is not mamish gushing, we won't be mekel if it's makkah overis. I think that is the way we can unpackage this entire thing. Yeah?
So you said lamaskana, how do we paskin?
So lamaskana, the way we paskin is like a shiluv between the Shach and the Ramah. Toch gimel yomim harishonim, a makkah that is mamish bleeding, Shach type of bleeding. I always wanted to like do like a Purim spiel about this, like about Hilchos Nida. It'd be so much fun. Like have Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen say, you need Hargosha, Hargosha. Do you have Hargosha? You feel it? I always wanted like have that type of thing. And to also like Paskin Shiloh is like, oh, like someone comes with like a finger. They say, you think that's Moitzi Dam? According to the Ramah, that's not even bleeding. That's not Moitzi Dam. That's a little trickle. It's got to be like a gazelle. I always wanted to do this. No one thought it would be funny. But this was, whatever, my youth. Rabbis don't know how to have fun. The fact is, if it's Motzi Dam, the way the Shach says it's Motzi Dam, it's mamish bleeding, right? So we'll be Tola on that no matter what. But if it's a Ramah type of Motzi Dam, it's not mamish bleeding, so we're not going to be Tola in a way that the Ramah and Darkei Moshe says not to be Tola. We're not going to be Tola if it's a Makkah Overis. I think that's a very reasonable Shiluv between the Shitos. That's how Reb Chaim Paskins in the Balei HaShulchan Sifkat and Kuf Mem Zayin. Good? Let's go on. What's the reason why Gimel Yomim HaRishonim we are more Machmir on Ksamim than the rest? Rabbi Abramson, you?
Sorry, what's the Metzias of could bleed but isn't a
verse? I thought the Metzias is very often when I send the woman to the Bodeket. So the Bodeket says it looked really red and inflamed. I didn't want to touch because I'm worried I would hurt her. I didn't see it mamish bleeding. I was scared to touch it. That is called a Ramah type of maka. A shach maka means it's bleeding. Now, the Chazon Ish has a slightly different nekuda. The Chazon Ish says that if you know that if you would touch it with a Q-tip, it would come out red, that's considered a mighty dam even according to the shach. That's what the Chazon Ish says within the shach. But this is a type of maka that, let's say, I'm not sure if I would touch it, it would be mighty dam. It's uncomfortable. I see it. I see that there's a lesion there. I don't know if it's bleeding or not. What do you mean? Find out. The answer is, I don't want to find out. She's going to scream. Right? It's going to hurt. I don't want to hurt people. Right? That's the issue. This issue comes up all the time. I hope later on in the year to discuss makos in greater detail. Right now we're sort of skirting the issue.
I'm trying to figure out the Matthias, but then it's not, how can it not be Oiveris then?
How can it not be Oiveris?
You have a consistent maka that's always on the verge of bleeding forever.
So it could be like a polyp or something. You have some sort of growth inside the uterus, let's say, or right outside the uterus, whatever the Matthias is in terms of that. Or, yeah, it could be that's the case.
So that's the one case of...
Yeah, you have some sort of growth, or... I'm not sure exactly when the Darkei Moshe speaks about Maka Oiveris within what amount of time is considered Oiveris.
He says 3 days.
What? He says 3 days? At that point, I don't remember. You know, he says Maka Oiveris be Yamim Mu'atim. He says Yamim Mu'atim. I'm not sure what he means by that. Exactly. That requires more Hesber. Again, this is a funny type of Darkei Moshe because it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch like we noted. Now, what's the reason that Gimel Yamim HaRishonim we are Machmir more than we are the rest of the time? So most point out that this is against Gemara's or Gabi Gemara's. No, the Gemara says a woman doesn't have Sik Tahara Yom Sheni Gevaldik Beboiker Yom Rishon. Right, I should have asked, but I forgot to ask, so we're not really sure what the din is. Machlekes Rishonim, right? But what do you mean? Right? And the issue over there is whether it's considered Mayana Pasuach or Mayana Sasam. The Pashtus is that Tokim HaYomim HaRishonim, we consider it Mayana Pasuach to a certain extent. I'm not sure exactly what that means, and most assume that the Pashtus is that it means Gimel Yomim. Gimel Yomim, Stamazai is a Chumr Ba'alma. It's a Chumr Shehem Tziyu HaRishonim. That's what most assume. And the Lechem V'Simlon Os Yud Ches assumes that when we talk about Gimel Yomim, we don't really mean Gimel Yomim. What we really mean is Bedikos. In other words, very often in Halacha, I assume that just doing something one time does not create a Chazakah. If I do something 3 times, cheskes habatim, right? I do it 3 years, that creates a chazaka. 3 times I did the same maisa, that establishes a chazaka. 1 time doesn't. So it could be, and the Lechem V'Simla tain is, that maybe it has to be gimel yamim with bedikos to establish that smayana sasa mamish. The Chassam Sofer nemzan, that it doesn't mean gimel yamim with bedikos. It means a hefsek tahara and 2 bedikos on Yom Rishon makes it like it's Mayana Sasam because that's a total of 3. Hey, this is, again, advanced mathematics. 1 bedik of hefsek tahara plus 2 on Yom Rishon, that will establish 3. And at 3 bedikos, it's Mayana Sasam. That means that they are assuming it's a din in bedikos. However, the Rishonim who talk about this sound more like it's not a din of bedikos, it's a din in the yomim, even b'li bedikos. Well, how does the yomim come to make it like it's known that it's mayana sasam? Where does this come from? So Rabbi Elijah Kramer of Vilna has a marim makom here. He tells us that's a mishnah in the Ershta Perek of Zovim. Hey, so the guy. The Gaon says it's a Mishnah Perek Rishon of Maseches Zavim. There's a halacha that if you're a Zav is a male who has a discharge that is sometimes assumed to be gonorrhea, whatever it is, it ain't good. And then you need bedikas of a zav. A zav and a zav both have bedikas. It's a disease. A zav is a disease. The Gemara has a din also that by a zav, that the shichva zera, the keri that comes out, it's efshar that there won't be tzichtzuche ziva inside that keri. No? And then there's a machlikas beis Shammai beis Hillel about what happens if there are questions within Yom Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Mi Yom Dalet ve'elech, from day 4 and on, for sure it's okay. Says Rabbi Elijah Kramer, oh, that's the mukkar that I see in Shas from Maseches Zavim, that I have a source of Gimel Yamim. Now, Reb Feivel Cohen points on the Badei HaShochan and the Tziyunim that, one second, all the Rishonim say this is a davar without any source at all. Probably what the Goyim meant is like it's asmachta ba'alma, probably the din of Zav and the din of Hefsek Tahara and the Bedikos Zayin Nekim are not the same din, but okay, it's a find. It's a discovery. It's like, right? It's cool. Right? The Grahad Bekias. That's well known. But the fact is, this din probably does not really have Talmudic basis. The Sidre Tahara in Os Lamed Dalet first points out that he thinks this din is against Judaism, but then he says something interesting that's worth thinking about. Remember, we already had this idea from Mechavis Das. Mechavis Das argued that the din of Bedikos Zayin Nekiyim is, why am I checking myself? I'm checking even for Dam B'li Hargasha. Remember that? The Chavis Das had a Chiddush, that the fact that the day has to be Naki means that even if it's the type of Dam that wouldn't be Slicer Min HaTorah, because there's no Hargasha, wouldn't make me a need of Min HaTorah, but Hosein, the Kiyam, I have to establish that's Naki. I thought that's Naki to know that there are zero stains at all. But that was what the Chavis Das said. Zuck the Sidre Tahara, Hasvara no senes, that the Chavis Das would be correct. That you need, no, you can't even have a kesem till Zayin Nekim. You can't have anything. You can't have even a kesem should be Saiser. The only thing is that the din of Ksamim, we all know, involve many Sveikas. And the way I emposhate Sveikos is emposhate based on what's the likelihood. So the rabbis decided that, you know what, toch gimel yomim harishonim, if I have a suffix, maybe this dam came mimena, maybe it came mealma, toch gimel yomim harishonim, I have to be machmir. Achar gimel, I'm going to be mekel. It's not the pshat that we really, really assume that she is going to be bleeding. It's not really ma'yana pasuach. The expression that the Rishonim is using about Ma'ayana Pasuach is Lav Davka. It's just an expression that, you know what, we're not really going to be Tola. Because Toch Gimel Yomim HaRishon, what, you say you want to be Tola? Come on, she was just bleeding. So it's Mestaver. It's more likely that this is a continuation of her Dam. Ad Kan Divrei HaSidre Tahara. No? If this is the Pshat, so then one could argue that the Gimel Yomim that we're talking about might be Gimel Yomim of Shiva Nekiyim, rather than Gimel Yomim since the Hefsek Tahara. Nachzar. The Lechem B'Simlan Nechsam Sofer assumed that it's not a din in Gimel Yomim at all, it's a din in Gimel Pa'amim. The Pashtus is a din in Gimel Yomim. Well, Gimel Yomim from when? The Torah's Hashlamim argues that if you're worried that you're going to seek Samim, what you should do is do an early Hefsek Tahara, right? Remember the Torah's Hashem knows Yud Gimel? He says, do a Hefsek Tahara early. And the woman in the Pesachei Tshuva quotes cases like this, the woman who did a Hefsek Tahara early, in order, let's say, to go to the Beis HaKnesses, because there's a minig in the Ramon, or a Chaimisim in Peches, that women don't go to Shul when they are needles, but that only means when their mom is bleeding. So a woman is going to do a Hefsek Tahara early, even though she can't begin her Zayin Nekim until after Hei Yomim, but she's going to do a Hefsek Tahara early because which good Jewish woman doesn't want to go to Shul? So she's doing Hefsek Tahara to go to Shul, right? Does that count for this purpose of the Gimel Yamim for Ksamim? Tiras Hashlamim assumes yes, no? Meaning that Gimel Yamim is from the Hefsek Tahara. But one could argue that what the Sidrei Tahara is saying is not that it's a din in Gimel Yamim since Hefsek Tahara. It's a special din. The Chazal would cover the first 3 days of Zayin Nekiyim. It's more likely that it is going to be Dam Nida rather than it's some attribution to the outside, and therefore I have to be Machmir Toich Gimel Yamim Zayin Nekiyim, even though it's Toich Gimel Yamim, not from the Hefsek Tahara. It's a din in Gimel Yamim Rishonim of Zayin Nekiyim. That's, I think, what would emerge. Rabbi Eitan Schnell made this ha'ara, I think, 5 years ago when I discussed it with him. But I think it's a mistaver type of idea. In other words, we're working very hard to try to understand where this chumr of Gimel Yamim came from. It is, pardon the expression, made up. No? It doesn't seem to have Talmudic basis. Yeah, I understand the Gra had a tzavar from the Mishnah and Zavim, but the Pashta says it's made up. Okay, well, what's the Hezber for it? So we have to prove Ma'ayana Sosum, is that the Hezber? That we have to prove Ma'ayana Sosum, so it should be Gimel Yamim from the Hefsek, and then it would be more reasonable, I'd assume, to hold like the Lechem V'Simla, or like Chacham Sofer, that it means, how did I prove Ma'ayana Sosum? I did the action to show Ma'ayana Sosum 3 times. I did a Bedika, that proves Stima Samayan. But if I'm assuming like the Sidrei Tahara, that I'm working just on likelihoods. Well, what, is it more likely came mimena or me'alma, right? So if I'm just working based on likelihood, so they made some line in the sand. They said Gimel Yamim. But if that's the pshat, a line in the sand, mehechatesi, that means Gimel Yamim from the Hefsek. It could be it's Gimel Yamim within the, Gimel Yamim within the Zayin Nekiyim. So these are some of the ha'aris. Again, the halacha, I think we hold like the Teres Hashlamim over here. Right? It's just that the Achrayim say that if you checked yourself just for cleanliness, not for halachic purposes, that doesn't count as a check. But fundamentally, we hold like the Torah Hashem. Rabbi Abramson.
Why not say that it's? I mean, the Hesek Torah doesn't establish my sasum for like that previous day, because that previous day should have bleeded.
The Hesek Torah is that from the time of the Hesek Tahara on, yeah. It establishes my yana sasum.
So what I'm saying, it doesn't establish my yana sasum.
Beforehand, okay. Correct.
So only.
So right. So I need Gimel Yamim Shleimim from Hefsek Tahara time.
Yes.
Right. According to the standard position of the Teres Hashlamim, let's say that's correct. But what we're suggesting is a chiddush according to the Sidrei Tahara. And by the way, we also had. We discussed this Teres Hashlamim already in the context of. Does Hefsek Tahara have to be tzamud to the Zayin Nekiyim, right? Remember we had a steer in the Chsam Sofers? No? Whatever. I don't remember if we spoke about this or not. But the Chazon Ish assumes that you don't need that the Hefsek is next to Zayin Nekiyim. So today, interestingly, we discussed two issues which are really largely the same in a certain conceptual type of idea. Does Hefsek Tahara have to be near Zayin Nekiyim? Torah Hashlamim says, no, it doesn't. At least, maybe you don't need that Hefsek Tahara. I could do a Hefsek Tahara, right? Maybe I need to go to Shul, and that would count for Gimel Yamim. Maybe I need another Hefsek Tahara for the Zayin Nekiyim or not. Right? That's the discussion here in the Pesachei Tshuva. Fine. That's one issue. The other issue that we spoke about is the Zayin Nekiyim have to be similar to the mikveh going, no? That is a more interesting halachic question to me. Does the Zayin Nekiyim have to be tzamud to the mikveh gon? What we were suggesting is it's a machlokas between Rabbi Shabti HaKohen, who died in 1662, was born in 1621, and is super cool, and the Taz, who was much less cool. But, yeah. Yeah, maybe Rabbi, ask me after, because I think I don't want to go. Okay, Chav, have a good day.